We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now it's time for Mark and Hart, featuring Mark James.
I'm the reason why rap became great in the Western Mass suburbs.
Love the show. Hate Mark James, but you're an awesome radio host.
This is WEEI.
And I think one
exactly.
The next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
And you can't spell Marconi without the letters M-A-R-C.
And Andy Hart.
In general, it's a good rule. If you're going to be a jackass, be right.
Be right.
Hart, outside of you, is so vanilla.
Ow.
But when you guys are together, it really is great.
It is so good, dude.
Can I ask you a very stupid, simple question?
Well, I expect that coming from you.
Okay, yeah, whatever.
Yep. You know what the good thing is when I come to this show? I'm the third biggest a-hole.
Yes, sir.
It's Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
Mark and Hart.
That's just the sad reality. Not everybody's perfect like us.
Mac and Hart. Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Bro, Blake, play for the love of the game, man. What's wrong with you, bro? Money should not be a thing.
Don't be hating.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Tremendous danger.
What do you mean it should not be a thing? It 100% should be a thing.
I mean, he's stupid. He's a baseball player.
If I'm going to play, I should be getting the money I signed to be getting paid.
Because I'm selfish.
I should not be getting half of what I'm getting paid because the season's cut in half on top of a 33% cut of the half that's already there.
That doesn't make sense.
So imagine how much I'm actually making to play.
Money, money, money. Money, money.
I'm not playing unless I get mine. Like, I ain't making shit.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
All right, it's better to let people think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Thank you, Blake Snell. Thank you, Blake Snell. We are Mark and Hart. It is Saturday, May the 16th. We're over halfway through the month of May, which obviously certainly seems like it's going on and on and on. Much like a lot of things have seemed like they're going on and on over the course of the last 2 months, thanks to COVID-19. But my name is Mark with a C, James, along with Andy Hart, and we will be here with you until 1 o'clock. So I'm sure you get this too. And, you know, the question I keep getting over and over and over again, how are you working? How are you doing a sports show when there's no sports? And I answer that we get little, how would you say, gifts of from the sports talk gods, right? I.e. Blake Snell, who decide to come up and basically be the unofficial spokesperson for the MLB Players Association and pull a 2020 version of Latrell Sprewell that he ain't making ish, like Latrell Sprewell said, something to the extent of $14.5 million a year is tough to feed your family.
Right.
So here we go, and you play the song Wangster, because I never, prior to this week, it's weird, he won a Cy Young Award a couple years ago. I never heard him speak. Now I know why.
No, I got to get my money. I'm not playing unless I get mine.
Which, in a normal world, I'm fine with all that. You know, like, there's a lot of layers that are getting mixed here. Like, I was sort of arguing with my wife last night. She's like, good. Maybe this resets everything and they stop making ridiculous money for playing a game. And I'm like, well, it's not ridiculous money. They're entertainers. It's supply and demand. As long as we keep watching and we keep going and we keep putting them on a pedestal because they throw hard or run fast or hit far.
But I'm with Mrs. Hart.
I am not.
Well, I am. She's smarter than you.
No.
And better than you.
You were a communist and anti-capitalism. I'll remember that if and when we hit it big in our big plan to go national and they're offering $15 million a year, I'll say, Mark said people like that are overpaid. So I'll take the $15 million. He'll work for $42.5 million.
Okay. But in this time and era.
Because that's what teachers make.
No. And here's the thing. In this time and era. You have to be, and this was the same guy, I'm talking about Blake Snell. This was the same guy who back in mid-March, before spring training was suspended, it was going on, mid-March, he said, quote, I think the media kind of hypes up the coronavirus. If they want to look out for our health, that's cool, but I'm not too worried about it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Either way, it was meant to be.
Different tune now. Now he's putting his life on the line.
He's putting his life on the line.
It's like he's going to war, going to the front lines in Iraq or something.
60 and a half feet from the rubber to home plate. How are you putting your life on the line?
Well, he's going to sit in the dugout with teammates. Right. He's going to leave his home.
Right.
And he's going to do so for, you know, less than what he was supposed to make. It's only going to be a few million, not a bunch of millions.
Yeah.
It's a tough world we live in. He's not wrong on the media hype, but we can get into that in another area. That's another one of my topics of the day. We have two major topics today that I'm looking forward to because I think they will elicit passionate responses from our callers. And it's rare. You know, the presidential approval rating. Well, we have two topics today where both have massively low approval rating. You get into Blake Snell and, you know, some of the players that are defending him in this thing, and then we'll later get into this new minority incentive program that the NFL is trying to put into place that somehow got white people angry, got black people angry, got pretty much everybody angry across the board. You know how they say cross the aisle and unite people?
Yep.
This was such a bad idea that it's united people against the idea.
When the president of the United States was talking about NFL players kneeling, he goes, get those SOBs off the field and fire them all at a rally. That galvanized the owners and the players. You have Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys holding hands, arm in arm, before the playing of the national anthem at AT&T Stadium.
In this polarized world, it's difficult to make everybody angry, but we're seeing people do it. And Blake Snell, you know what he did? Because Blake Snell's a player. What is he, 27?
Seven.
Okay. So he's still relatively young, and I also think professional athletes age slower. So a 27-year-old professional athlete is, in my mind, akin to like a 17-year-old regular person. Because they never have to grow up. They're coddled forever. Everybody takes care of everything. They hand them millions. They don't have worries, any of that. So he's Tony Clark is a veteran, paid spokesman, leader, supposedly very intelligent man who, first time he opened his mouth in discussion of a plan to return to work for Major League Baseball in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic, said, oh, that's a salary cap. They want to split revenues just because fans aren't in the park? That's a non-starter. Could you have been more dumb than that?
Tone deaf?
Unreal.
Right.
He is paid to be a leader, to think about these things, to maybe lead with the health issue and concerns about my players and how this is going to work, and maybe then bury sort of the financial and monetary issues beneath that, the way they have in their negotiations, by the way. Now that they've met this week, all they've talked about is, you know, there's not going to be any spitting, and this is how we'll do this and that, and they've pushed the monetary talks to the end, which I think is funny, because if they agree on all the other stuff, but the money plays out like it looks like it's going to play out, then all the other stuff's irrelevant. If Blake Snell's of the world say, nope, I'm not playing, well, then you know what you'll see? You'll see no baseball season, and you know what you'll
also
see?
That's it.
The end of the sport as we know it.
Well,
because they are at a crossroads where they can regain some foothold in the United States. The plan is great. Baseball on 4th of July weekend, maybe as the first sport to return.
I'm glad you brought that up because I was all like pumped. I'm like, all right, man.
Yes.
Let's get back to some bit of normalcy.
Red, white, and blue bunting while I cook my hot dog.
Hot dogs. You know, apple pie. Coca-Cola, 4th of July, fireworks. Hopefully Jason Pierre-Paul doesn't lose another digit. And baseball.
Yes.
That's 4th of July.
And now they're not going to do it.
And I was psyched. And I'm like, all right, like it's going to be a truncated season. But let's get 80 games in. Let's do it. And this to me was, and not that I expected the MLB Players Union, and yes, they are the strongest union in the world, not that I expected them to just accept what the owners and the league has proposed, sight unseen and say, oh, yes, you know, thank you, sir, may I have another. I didn't expect that. But this was an ample opportunity for baseball to just sort of say, hey, listen, man, we're in a global pandemic.
Yep.
We have over 30 million Americans currently unemployed in this country. We have people dying literally by the hundreds and thousands every day, every week.
Knocking on the door of 90,000 deaths.
Yep. And like, can we just sort of sacrifice, check our ego, put everything at the door, and let's do this for the betterment of the sport? We're not all of us are going to make the money that we're supposed to make. I'm sorry, Mike Trout, you're not going to make your $40 million this year. It's going to be certainly prorated, and Clayton Kershaw.
Which makes you like the rest of the world right now.
Absolutely.
Almost every person that's going to watch your game has taken a hit financially.
This was an ample opportunity for baseball to step up and be heroes to everybody, and instead they blew it. They showed, as Wu-Tang once let us know about 26 years ago, Cream, cash rules everything around me. They don't care, the baseball players, Wu-Tang does. The baseball players don't give a crap.
Excuse me?
About, they don't give a crap.
Finger on the button back there. He was two letters into a word we're not supposed to say.
Yeah, they don't give an ish. And Eamon, you can get a Bronx Tale clip that we clipped off from last night when Sonny, the mafia guy, says to Colangelo, the young kid, see, Mickey Mantle don't give a crap about you and your father. Mickey Mantle doesn't. Mickey Mantle don't care. You know, how much does your dad make? Oh, I don't know. Well, Mickey Mantle doesn't care. You know, and at the end of the day, Blake Snell, Bryce Harper, Mike Trout, Christian Yelich, they don't. David Price, Mookie Betts, they don't give a crap about the fans. They look for all the play. So I brought this up earlier this week on my show. I said, this was prior to Blake Snell's stupid-ass comments. I said, what are you going through right now in Corona? What are some of the things you're going through? And I had people calling up saying, you know, one guy said, yeah, my sister's wedding got, you know, this seemed like more of an inconvenience. Then we had a guy, Jay from Connecticut, which we vetted. We talked to him, and he's like, well, I served in the war, but my brother had a brain aneurysm. He had a really problem. My parents were unable to take care of him, give him the care he needed. We had to put him in a nursing home 8 years ago, and last week he committed suicide.
Yeah,
and it was like the music stopped, and I talked to him off the phone before I put him on the air because I'm like, and he was getting emotional off the phone. I could tell, you know, I've been around long enough. You can't. This is not something that is like a ha ha prank here. We ask Opie and Anthony back in the day that used to be in our former sister station WAF. Like you, there's certain things that are off. And then some other guy called him from Connecticut and goes, yeah, he goes, I read about that, and I'm like, wow. So that puts everything in perspective. And these complete multi-million dollar self-absorbed diva D-bags are all about themselves and what they can get and getting paid. And I'm like, that to me, Blake Snell, he spoke about it. Then you have Bryce Harper, who's the most overrated, overpaid player in sports that we've seen since Tony Romo and Carmelo Anthony, come out and double down on stupid.
Right. I give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt just because he was in the midst of a video game and was just sort of flippantly talking. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt that if he really thought more about this and wasn't focused on shooting and getting shot on a TV screen, maybe he'd look at it differently. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong on that. You know who I think needs to get out there? And maybe, what do you think Chris Sale's thinking right now? Because the vibe I get from Chris Sale is he's more of a straight shooting, kind of sees things the way they are.
Blue collar,
even the way he's talked about his injury and having to live up to his contract and wanting to bring value and not just, you know, there's some guys that I'll just sit forever. I got a $145 million contract. They got to pay me. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. I think Major League Baseball needs to find some of those guys, whether it's Chris Sale or not. The MLBPA would be best served to find some of those guys. Find some guys right now that maybe will speak out and connect with the fans instead of alienate him. Because now it's to the point I'm wondering, have they been so out of touch, tone deaf, idiotic this week that even if this plan goes through and July 4th we have baseball, are there some people that have already been rubbed the wrong way so much? Maybe they've lost those people?
Well,
I've listened to callers on this station say, you know, I'm 60 years old, the core baseball guy that's been watching forever.
I'm not going to do it anymore. A, the game isn't as fun. It's slower. But B, if these guys want to act like they're above us, okay, be above me. Well, I'm not going to give you my money. I'm not going to watch. Be above me. That's fine. That's your right. And I continue to ask, if players can take a long-term view when they approach free agency, because all we hear from Mookie Betts and Jonathan Papelbon's is, I owe it to the guys that come after me. I owe it to the men that came before me that set this system in place. They take a long-term view. I'm going to hit free agency. Rising tide lifts all boats. My contract's going to be better for the next guy. Why can't they take a long-term view and say, yeah, I'm going to take a little bit of a hit this summer. I'm going to take a little bit of a pay cut this summer. But in the long term, baseball will be stronger for it. I could make more money on the next contract. We're going to have a larger fan base. We are going to take advantage of the vacuum that is the sports world right now. Return on July 4th with the hot dogs and the bunting and the celebration. But no, all they look about is that paycheck that's getting cut by, if you believe, you know, 50. Well, God forbid, you're not going to get paid when you don't play. Like, that's unreasonable to say the season's half as long, you're going to make half as much. Okay, so they agreed to that. Now you're not going to play in front of fans. And I understand that they have questions about management. We all do, right? We all wonder, are they being honest with us? When you're the employee, are they losing the true 40% that all these leagues seem to be throwing out? If we don't have fans, we lose 40%. But as a player, don't you understand they're losing something? If the guy in the bleachers is not buying 7 beers that night, not only that he paid to get in, but he's not buying 7 beers at 10 a pop, $70 times 1,000. Like, you can't understand there's less revenues coming in. Like, that just blows my mind, the lack of, you know, being in touch with reality, the real world. And then by extension, other people are going to lose jobs. So you'll sit on your guaranteed contract.
Yep.
But we've already seen the Mariners. No, but even teams, the Mariners, the Reds have already furloughed people.
Yeah,
25% pay cuts.
Yep.
How about radio stations, TV stations that broadcast the games?
Yep.
Newspapers that cover the games, magazines that cover the games. All the vendors, like the various people that are tied
to
your sport.
The domino effect is ridiculous.
So you're not willing to take a million less when you still have X number of million, but you're willing to put a guy who makes 40 grand a year, 50 grand a year out of work. You're willing to do that, Blake Snell.
Yeah,
you're a dink.
No, he completely is. And now remember, I want to just say this. So before we play this soundbite right here, 2 months ago in mid-March, after sports had pretty much been canceled and Major League Baseball was on the precipice of suspending and spring training until further notice, Blake Snell said, quote, I think the media kind of hypes up the coronavirus. If they want to look out for our health, that's cool. But I'm not too worried about it. If I get it, I get it. If I don't, I don't. Either way, it was meant to be. Well, he changed his tune this week.
On top of that, if I get the Rona, guess what happens with that? Oh, yeah, that's in my body forever. That damage is not going to be like... The damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever. So now I got to play with that on top of that. So
I like how the part, well, there's also part he didn't say in there, like, I'm fighting for my life. You're not fighting. No, you know who's fighting for their life? The people, doctors, nurses, people in the medical profession, grocery store clerks, and the people who stock the shelves and everybody. They're the ones fighting for their life.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah, no, you're not.
No, and certainly, is he not eating? Is he not buying food?
Right.
Is he not going to the grocery store? Because he's coming in contact with way more people going to the grocery store than he is when he goes to the stadium and stands, as you said, 60 feet, 6 inches from the closest person.
And I had a guy who called in last night, and I want to state this for the record, just so you know. This is not about safety, because if he got his guaranteed $7.6 million in 2020, he's all in.
Oh, yeah.
This has nothing to do with safety. This is about money. So when it comes to Blake Snell, you know, and you hear him talk, I just think of four words: dumbass white trash, because that's pretty much what he sounds like. He really does.
I don't know about if I even need the white trash part. It's just dumbass.
But he
could do without the bros and the Rona.
Well, that's the
part. He called it the Rona.
Well, that, like, he
what
gave
is that?
An affectionate nickname for a global pandemic.
He's worried that it's going to kill him and that it's going to be in his body. He's risking his life. It's forever. And then he has like a nickname, the Rona.
And if I get the Rona.
What a dink.
I just think it just, and he is also the Heisman Trophy winner of dumb jocks. That, listen, we all know when it, you know, the late great Howard Cosell used to say, Howard Cosell, he used to call it a jockocracy. He used to say that you can get some kid who goes to a school, does weekend sports anchor on at a local TV station for 4 years, you know, it does stuff on the radio, is ready, And then he goes, you get some gorilla who walks off a football field. You put a coat, a suit and a tie on him. And all of a sudden he's a broadcaster. This for me on Blake Snell, it's just, it's like, dude, you're not Jaylen Brown. You're like, when Jaylen Brown talks and says something, I stop and listen because this guy's speaking to Harvard. This guy is enlightened. He gets it. He understands. And he understands that, I mean, you saying this right now, and now you're the voice. You're the poster child. This is what I need. This is what Major League Baseball owners and John Henry, we are obviously the flagship station, the Red Sox. If I'm John Henry and Tom Werner, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner, if I'm the Yankees, if I'm the Wilpons of the Mets, and hopefully you're not the Wilpons of the Mets, but that's a whole other story. Stuart Sternberg of the Tampa Bay Rays. We need a market correction. You need to take control back of this sport. The players have way too much power. And you know what you need to do? And a caller called last night, and you know they said in that horrible Bad News Bears movie, the one that was at the Astrodome in Houston, let them play? No, three words, lock them out. The owners need to take control back of the sport again because the players have way too much power. You need to bust up that union. You need to bust them up, lock them out, and the billionaires have to be prepared, which they already are losing money now, lock them out, and then see if they can feed their families and what they can do.
I'd be careful with that. Same reason I'd be careful about Blake Snell and the union of saying we're not playing because your sport could die. You could end up behind hockey. You could end up competing with NASCAR and MLS and lacrosse for viewers because you don't stand on a mountaintop anymore with the NFL and the NBA on a little lesser peak.
Well, let me wait. And I'm glad you brought that up because if the NFL was an actor, the NFL would be Joaquin Phoenix, right? They're the biggest star in Hollywood.
Or The Rock. Or
But I mean, like, but you get the critical acclaim too. I love The Rock. But with all due respect to the most electrifying man in entertainment, he's not exactly walking down that aisle at the Oscars.
Unless makes everybody a lot of money.
No, though. He does. But you're Joaquin Phoenix. You're The Rock. If you're the NBA, I think you're Robert Downey Jr. If you're college football, I said, college football, you're Leonardo DiCaprio.
Sure.
If you're baseball, you're Charlie Sheen right now.
I'd go lower. You know what I'd say baseball is? The guy that you'll say his name, I'll say never heard of him, and then you'll list me four movies, and I'll go, oh, he was pretty good in those movies, even though I don't know his name.
John C. O'Reilly?
Sure, I don't know who that is, but whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what they are. Like, some people like them, but they're not really passionately following them. They're character actors, right? They're in a bunch of movies. They're around, but nobody banks on them. Nobody goes to see them. They occasionally enjoy the performances they see by them.
Fair enough. I would say Charlie Sheen because you know why I brought him up? Because he sort of peaked in the 80s like baseball.
He went longer than that.
No, he did.
Two and a Half Men? I loved that show.
No, I know, but I mean,
talk about a show getting away with like dirty stuff on TV. Yeah.
But his height, the apex of his movie career.
What about when he was winning? Didn't he keep saying that? Winning! When he
wasn't winning much after that interview.
What is this lightning that keeps going on for the last 5 minutes?
It doesn't mean much of that at all. Hey, our new clocks don't start till Monday, so we're good on that. 617-779-7937. How much did these comments by Blake Snell piss you off? And you mentioned it, and I mentioned before, and I thought that baseball's biggest problem coming up was going to be going head-to-head with the NBA because the NBA is supposedly contemplating starting around Christmas, which would take them all the way into August where the finals would start in August. No, your biggest problem are the players in your sport right yep. now. Like, because if the NBA can't, excuse me, if baseball can't get this fixed, forget about the NBA being your issue. You're going to have problems with the WNBA soon.
Yep.
Like, literally, the Connecticut Sun. The Lynx, wherever they are.
How many you got? Let's go. Keep going. How many you got? How many more you got?
Connecticut Sun, the Lynx, the LA Sparks.
Liberty.
Phoenix Soul? Isn't there a Phoenix team?
Yeah, there's there? A Phoenix. Yeah, Taurasi Place.
Yeah.
I don't know their name. The Liberty. I think more, but New York, yeah. But you're going to have trouble with them then.
Yep. That's what you become.
That's what you become. You become the WNBA. So then it's that, wow. I just can only imagine all the people out there and everything they're going through and people who have been, they're had furloughed, laid off, their jobs eliminated. And then right now they have to hear Blake Snell play the world's smallest violin card. That's crazy.
They have to hear him divvy up his millions of dollars. Exactly. How many millions he's going to keep making even at the biggest pay cut.
617.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah. No, you're not, bro.
617-779-7937. Dumbass white trash. Blake Snell. Now we'll get to trending.
OMF. Weekdays from 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. NFL is looking to reopen facilities this coming week for teams that are located in states that have relaxed COVID-19 restrictions. Teams will also have to adhere to new protocols.
This also doesn't include coaches. Did you see that? The details of this plan, because they can't do it uniformly and having all 32 teams' coaches return at once, coaches are not in the first phase of this return. It's like rehabbing players, staff, things of that nature.
Interesting. Governor Charlie Baker will make a decision about the current stay-at-home order, which expires on Monday. It will likely be extended following the path of other states like California, which have already lengthened their orders. My prediction, no inside information, I just feel that in 2 weeks when, or will it be, is it a week, is Memorial Day a week from this Monday?
I believe so.
A week from this Monday? I don't think the beach, I don't think he's going to open those up for people to flock to the Cape in the vineyard. I don't see that happening. I don't.
Probably not. Certainly not the way the mayor was talking about not enough people have the antibodies. I still don't understand that. You kept everybody from going anywhere and interacting, and now you're disappointed they don't have the antibodies. We don't have herd immunity. How are we supposed to get herd immunity without acting as a herd?
Well, or not only that, or out of vaccine. I mean, like what are we doing? Right. Yeah, like, come on.
They're never happy.
No.
And the media, I still blame the media, even though we're part of the media. You know, all these hospitals they set up, these field hospitals that went unused.
Yeah.
How come I don't see the big reports about them being taken down because they were unused? Like, praise the public. We didn't have to use these, right? But they'll kind of quietly just get put away. They stack the beds up and put them away. I'm torn here.
Germany's Premier Soccer League returns today with first games kicking off right now.
You know what it's called?
The first Major League Sports
Bundesliga.
Yeah, outside South Korea to return to action. And how about this? Aaron Rodgers came out and said, quote, retiring a Packer, quote, may not be a reality.
Nope, because he's on the Brady plan now.
Yep.
He sees the writing on the wall. He wants to play into his 40s and Jordan Love is knocking on his door.
Yeah, and we'll get to the NFL's most preposterous proposal. Try saying that six times in a row quickly. We'll get to that next and take your call. 617-779-7937.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're right back to Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Yeah, I love Snell. That's my guy, bro.
He said if someone gets it, they gotta live with that for the rest of their lives.
He ain't lying. He's right.
He's like, I need my, he's like, give me my money or I'm not saying.
Hey, bro, he's speaking the truth, bro. I ain't mad at him. Somebody's gotta say it. At least he manned up and said it. Good for him. I love Snow, man. This guy's a beast, too. One of the best lefties in the game, bro.
All right, that was Bryce Harper. I guess one of the things these days that people derive enjoyment are watching professional athletes play video games on Twitch. That's a thing. That's a thing. Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. You got something that Mr. Bradfoe show.
Yeah, boss man Bradfoe just posted on WEEI.com. Talk to Mitch Moreland. And we've been talking about some of the idiots in baseball and saying dumb things. I just wanted to read you one of the quotes from Rob's story on WEEI.com about the sort of long-term future of baseball and everything that's going on. This is Moreland. I feel like there's no right answer. Of course, I'm ready to get back and get going. If we could play tomorrow, I'd be ready for it. But at the same time, I have a family. I'm also trying to keep safe and want to be with throughout these times because you see what's it's done throughout this country and how it has affected a lot of people's lives. There are rights and wrongs, I guess, through it all. But the sooner we're back on the field, the better it will be for everybody. At the same time, it has got to be in the right circumstances, in the right situation, where we keep everybody healthy. You come to the game to enjoy it and not going home to sick or taking it to a family member, relative, or friend after you do it. We just have to make sure we're doing it for the right reasons and people get to enjoy baseball and the players do as well. That's fine, right? He's acknowledging that there are hurdles to be crossed. He just not going to play it, bro. Rona's for life.
Yeah.
This is a much... Put Mitch Moreland out there as the face of baseball and players and those guys who actually want to come back in a smart way.
You know, and I was thinking about this week. I never heard Blake Snell speak until this week, and now I understand why. I think probably a lot of people that, you know, they had heard him.
The Rays PR director saying, no, shut up.
But I think a lot of people had heard him and knew, and they're like, well, we probably less is more from this guy. I mean, he just sounded like the biggest dumbass in the world. And here's a guy when I... You know, it's like, listen, I've lived in parts of the South, and I say white trash. There's white trash everywhere. But there's a lot in the South. I just noticed there's a...
What is white trash? What's the definition of white trash?
Inordinate amount more of in the South. Blake Snell's from Seattle. He's from Washington State.
He's a grunger.
But it's like, you listen to him, and like, dude, stop with the, you know, like, you're 27. Hey, I went through the phase, like we all went through the phase where you sort of, you know, think you're Eminem and you're 27, bro. Then you turn 19 and then you should grow up a little bit. And so there's another thing, like stop trying to be something you're not. You sound like a wankster.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yeah, bro.
No, you're not.
Yeah. And don't give affectionate nicknames for a global pandemic that's killing people. The Rona. Just like, come on.
On top of that, if I get the Rona...
Like, first of all, it's...
Plus, is it good or bad to get the Rona, as he would put it? Because Mayor Walsh seems to think it's good if you've had it, because then you have the antibodies and we can open up. I don't know anymore if it's good or bad to have had it.
I don't want it, but, I mean, Durant had it and he got over
it.
Right,
and then once you get it, they say you can't get it again. So, right, now you're immune.
Well, no, but he said it's going to... Eamon, get the part after this where he goes, it's going to be in my body for life.
Right.
He's like, it's going to affect me.
The
for
antibodies.
Life.
It's like when you get chicken pox and you can't get chicken pox again, but then you can get shingles later in life.
Right. I mean, he's like, I'm going to get this for life.
The damage that was done to my body, that's going to be there forever.
How do we know there's damage? Yeah. When did he become
he's
Dr.
a doctor
Fauci?
Now. He's a doctor. Yeah. And this goes to say, and I asked this question too, if he what like he's in the 0.001% of people who have this unbelievable talent that. Like he's one of the greatest pitchers in the world right now, and he's a lefty, and he has that rare talent, and there's such a premium on someone who provides that sort of service. But you do wonder, if he wasn't a Major League Baseball player, what fast food drive-thru would he be working at? Oh. All right, let's go to the phones. Maria in Watertown. Good morning, Maria. Hey, Maria. Great news.
Yes, Mark.
Watertown and all the locals unite. Pizza Roma is back open,
it's
baby.
Open, baby. You yep. must have been in heaven.
Oh, I just happened to call them on Wednesday, and the phone was busy. I said, oh, it's busy. That means maybe some. And then I called it, and I'm like, you know what? You never really realize how much you miss something until it's gone.
What is this, Watertown Community Radio?
Hey, we're part of Boston, man. We're actually in the greater Boston area, not like Dartmouth. Maria, right, so go. Hey,
Boston.
Support your local businesses and Pizza Roma in Watertown. We support it.
I think we're going there tonight, my friend.
Oh, so. Awesome. Cash only, though.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's good. Yeah, that's good. Just very quickly, with regard to our illustrious mayor and that think of a governor, they are quickly becoming the Laurel and Hardy of COVID-19. So you're telling me, I have been in my home since the first week of March, doing pretty much everything that I have been asked to do as a responsible citizen, short of going to the grocery store in a hazmat suit, right? Staying healthy, keeping my 80-year-old mother and disabled brother healthy. Now you're telling me that I literally have to contract COVID, potentially bring it back home to this house before we can make any progress? Are you two morons? I mean, that's all I want to ask them. Are they morons at this stage of the game? And they best be careful, because whatever constituency they have, it's slowly going to start turning on them if they don't give and bend a little on these issues. That's all I have to say with regard to that. Blake Snell, I have a wooden spoon in my kitchen drawer that I'm going to take up and smack you upside the head with, because that's what you need, dude, okay? We all, as fans, I believe, as sports fans, most of us, when it comes to contracts, all right, side with players.
Yep.
Go get your money, right? Go get your money in normal circumstances. Normal circumstances. These are not normal circumstances, okay, you idiot. And the other one, Harper, you moron, okay? There are millions and millions of people who are either been out of work or have been asked to take a pay cut, one of which is my daughter, okay? Glad to still have their jobs, because these are unique circumstances. And frankly, the tone deafness of baseball with respect to not making changes in the game, making the game faster, implementing a pitch clock, you know what? I hope you all flush yourselves down the toilet, because this is what your sport deserves. Lock out, lock them out, go on strike, I don't care. But I'm begging the NHL, please be the first sports organization to get back out in the stadiums and on the fields and show these self-entitled, elitist, whiny babies what it's like to work together with your owners. Thanks for the time, as always.
All right, amen, amen.
I think Maria and I share a brain. I mean, I agree with
everything from
Blake
said.
Snell
everything.
To her interpretation was the exact same one I had from Mayor Marty Walsh. Wait, now you're telling me it's a bad thing that we all stayed at home and nobody got it? That's a bad thing, because he's looking for herd immunity, which was laughed off in the beginning of this process when I was reading about all these experts over in England. We're talking about herd immunity. Let's go for herd immunity. Like, and at some point, how about you pat on the back? All we see is like what we're doing wrong, the negative. Oh, somebody went to the beach. There were three guys playing basketball. How about a pat on the back for people like Maria, who you've asked her to do something? She's done it. She leaves the house to go to the grocery store. That's it. You're like, I think a lot of people, maybe not everybody, but I would say the majority of people have done the right thing, done what they've been asked. Every once in a while, maybe just a little pat on the back. Thank you. You're doing the right thing, even with mixed messages from your leadership as to what you should be doing. And they're telling you different things about masks are needed, masks aren't needed, gloves are needed, gloves aren't needed. We don't want anybody getting it. Now not enough people have it. We've got nothing but mixed messages from our government and our leaders. And yet we've pretty much followed what they've told us to do.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Right?
Yeah. No, it's
although I will say there's more traffic on the road. People are losing it a little bit. Driving home from the station yesterday after doing Dale and Keith, there was borderline legitimate traffic on 93 and leaving the city. So people are itching to get out there.
Well, and speaking of people who I think would be on the lines, Maria, Dave Portnoy from Barstool dropped a bombshell that got picked up by every news outlet about how, what are we going to do here now? We're just going to live in fear? We're going to just shut down forever? I mean, you have to eventually get back. You have to start to, you know, open up, because otherwise, not just forget about sports, just businesses in general. Sports is one thing. Sports will ultimately survive. Like the Major League Baseball, you know, granted from a relevant standpoint, not so great, but it, Major League Baseball is a multi-billion dollar entity. The NFL, the NBA, they will survive. NHL will survive. We're talking local businesses now. Right. We're talking real world stuff. 617-779-7937. We got a lot of people. And it, listen, if you, doesn't matter whether you agree with me and Andy, or you agree with Blake Snell, especially if you agree with Blake Snell,
please call.
I would love to hear from you. And I just want to state this because I had one last night from Turner's Falls who called in. It's not a safety issue. It's a money issue. He doesn't care at all about the safety. You give him his full $7.6 million, he's down. It has nothing to do with safety. So don't call it and say safety. We'll get back to that next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Mark and Hart on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Mark and Hart, 617-779-7937. One of the things I got into yesterday, I ended up watching three episodes on Netflix, was Trial by Media. It's a really good documentary, and it devotes an hour to something, and I was unaware because it was sort of before my time when you're old enough to even know what the news was that happened in New Bedford in 1983 about a woman who unfortunately was, aggravated sexual assault at Big Dan's Tavern in New Bedford.
Yep.
And it became, and they put the judge there, put the trial on TV locally.
Yeah, it was a huge story back then. I remember hearing about it. I was too young to remember it.
Right. And then they were trying to protect her identity, and then the defense attorney asked her name and she gave it, and then everybody knew who she was, and then the three episodes I saw were Bernard Goetz, the subway vigilante in New York City, which ended up being a huge thing in the 80s. The Big Dan's Tavern in New Bedford, which ended up dividing the Portuguese community and everything that happened there. There was another one I watched too. It's all I can't remember. And then, the governor of Illinois, Rod Blagojevich.
Blagojevich.
And how he went to prison for 8 years.
And Trump just got him out, right?
Trump just pardoned him.
Yeah.
Pardoned him. Yeah. So, it's really well done. You brought up, which I watched a trailer yesterday of something that could be pretty good. It's a limited series coming out.
Yeah, I read a review of White Lines on Netflix, and sounds like it's right up my alley.
Yes.
Sex parties and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Now, where is it? It's based on a true story. It's in Europe somewhere.
Somewhere.
And it's supposedly pretty legit.
It looks great.
People quoted in the story that I read were like, oh yeah, I was there. This is how life was. It was drugs and sex and just debauchery and just a whole different world.
Yeah.
So I'm in. I'll watch it.
Yeah, it looks really... You should watch Narcos then.
Should. I don't watch anything. That's the problem.
Oh, okay.
I gotta watch something. I just...
Yeah, you have
the kids around, it's hard to get into stuff.
You and the wife would like Ozark.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's the best show on TV right now.
I struggle with commitment issues.
Oh,
I feel
you're
like
married? You've been happily married for 15
not
years?
Not in that way, but I know going in I have to commit to the whole series, so I won't even start it knowing I won't commit to it.
I know.
It's like I never finished the Tiger King. I watched like four episodes and
that one I can blame you because it's very Blake Snellish. It's just white trash.
Right.
You ask what white trash is, Tiger King, Joe Exotic. That's white trash. That's the best way to describe it. Even
outside of Tampa, Florida.
No. Joe Exotic was in Oklahoma.
Well, wasn't he?
Right.
Carol Baskin was in Tampa.
He was in Oklahoma, and the other guy was in Carolinas somewhere.
Yeah, right. And that guy's being indicted. So there's a lot of things that go. Oh, speaking of great things, the final episode's tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock on ESPN, The Last Dance. I will have the director, Jason Hare, on with me tomorrow at noon to talk about the final episodes tomorrow night. He's from Newton. He went to Newton North High School, and we're going to get into everything. He's gotten criticized by the guy, the documentarian Ken Burns,
yep,
because he's sort of, this is through Michael Jordan's Jumpman 23 company,
mm-hmm,
and he feels so like he was compromised. And so, but I'll tell you this, after tomorrow night, I have no idea. On Sunday night, I'm going to need something to do. After tomorrow night, it's over. So I've enjoyed it. I thought it was great last week when Michael got emotional, and yes, I thought it would be about his dad. Instead, it was about how he was an a-hole to his teammates. He goes, let me take a break. I thought that was a poignant moment.
Because it got to his core.
Yeah.
I mean, it got to the core, yeah, of who he is,
yep,
what drove him, what he wanted in life, and yep, maybe sort of the consequences, the unintended consequences of where he was going.
Somebody asked him one time, Michael, and they said, do you have a problem with guys who don't have the same desire and work ethic and to win, the will to win like you do? He said, no, I don't have any problem with them. I have a problem with the guys who don't have my work ethic and will to win and expect the success.
Right.
And I'm like, that's an interesting time. All right, let's get back to the phones. 617-779-7937. Yeah, New Bedford, that thing that happened in 1983, holy wow. I'm like, damn, that was, and the people in the streets. Let's go to Tim in Weymouth, who's up next. Hey, thanks for holding, Tim. What's up?
Hey, nothing. I just wanted to preface to say that baseball was always my favorite sport until I put a lacrosse stick in my hand. Okay? So here's the problem with baseball. Baseball kids that are playing now, and I make fun of my friends whose kids play, they didn't make it, so they want their kids to make it. So I say to them, hey, how was the game today? You stood there for 3 hours? Did the ball get hit to your son? No. Put a lacrosse stick in his hand, and that's enjoyable. I had a full Division I lacrosse scholarship.
Oh, okay.
So I went from a baseball player to a lacrosse player, but I just can't stand. I mean, who the hell is worth $400 million like Mike Trout?
Right.
Well, right. Whoever somebody's willing to pay $400 million to.
Well, he wants to complain that he can't see his kids for a month. How about going overseas to Afghanistan and being gone for a year, and whether your wife has a kid or not, you can't come home.
Right, but that's a choice those people make. No one's drafted into that.
Right. Well, it's a choice they make to go play baseball.
No, I know. And it's a choice he can choose not to make based on the strength of his union and his contract, basically.
Right, right.
I think, no, Tim, I think the thing that we can all agree upon is that these comments by Blake Snell were just such a bad look at the worst time. That it's not only are they completely blasphemous, incredulous, preposterous, but it's at a time where we need to have a heightened sensitivity towards what's going on in the world. Like Blake Snell, like your money, and I understand it meaning a lot to you, but you just, it's certain things that you think and you can say to your friends behind closed doors, you just don't right. say to the world.
And let's not lump all right. the players together. There's going to be,
no.
Blake Snell has nothing. Blake Snell is focused on the money and solely the money.
That's it.
Okay, Mike Trout is focused on his wife, his family, his pregnant wife. Then you have somebody like John Lester, who has dealt with cancer. Is he in a different category? Would he be concerned about playing and returning to the field sooner? So let's not lump them all together. And then you're going to have a group like Mitch Moreland that's like, yeah, if it's safe, I'll play. Right? There's going to be a variety of kind of alliances here.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what. In 20 years, lacrosse will be the number one sport in the country.
Oh, stop.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I forgot about
football. You can compare it to baseball.
Yeah.
And it's funny for me. I live this world because my son plays both. And he loves both. And if you asked him what would he rather practice, he'd rather go to baseball practice than lacrosse practice. So everybody looks at it differently. I agree with whatever the caller's name was. I forgot it already. But it's an exciting, fun sport, lacrosse. But there are people that like baseball. That one-on-one pressure. It's like there are people that love soccer. I can't understand that.
Well,
I can't fathom it in any way.
I'm glad you brought that up because in 1994, 26 years ago, the United States hosted the World Cup. And then 2 years later, the Major League Soccer was completely launched. And I had heard that within a decade, 10 to 15 years, that right. soccer was going to be the number one sport in America.
Fastest growing sport in America. And everybody, and they're right in one sense. All kids play it.
Youth.
When you're five, yep. six, seven, everybody plays it.
I agree.
It. But, and then the joke is, then you stop when you can play a real sport.
Right. That's it.
It's a joke. I don't need all the calls. I'm joking.
Listen, I know.
Don't Blake Snell me. I said something dumb intentionally.
Right. There's soccer towns in Western Mass and throughout Massachusetts, and we get it. Just don't ever compare yourselves to Russell Westbrook or LeBron James, because then you start to sound like a bunch of, you're nowhere near the athletes that they are. You're nowhere near an athlete of Julio Jones or Michael Thomas. You're nowhere near those guys. Alvin Kamara. Just stop. That's where you need to just sort of stop. All right. Just when we thought that we couldn't get bigger sports talk radio gold than Blake Snell. And they were doing so well, the NFL. And then they decided to revert back to where basically that's been the majority of Roger Goodell's career as commissioner. We'll get to the most polarizing proposal in sports history next. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.